All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, we're just a mere matter of hours away from the latest rankings in the college football playoff set to be released, and things could get very interesting coming down the stretch. And the reason why I bring it up is this. You look at the SEC, and as long as Alabama beats Auburn Saturday, the winner of that conference is going to have either one loss or be undefeated, because Georgia's won the SEC East. They have the one loss to Auburn. However, you know, if Auburn beats Alabama and beats Georgia, even though they have two losses, it would be very tough to keep Georgia out of the college football playoff, being that they would have beaten Georgia twice and beaten Alabama. You look at the ACC, their winner is into the college football playoff, because Miami and Clemson are set to get it on for the ACC championship. Clemson has one loss, while Miami is currently undefeated. You look at the Big 12, and if Oklahoma wins that conference, they're in. The Pac-12 is a long shot at best, but you look at the Big 10, and I'm sure the committee won't come out and say it, but you look at Wisconsin. Wisconsin out of the Big Ten West, they're undefeated, and of course, the Big Ten West in no way, shape, or form matches up to the depth of the Big Ten East. And the reason why I say that is because Ohio State is going to face Wisconsin in the Big Ten championship game. Ohio State has two losses, but unlike some other two-loss teams like Auburn, who's in the mix, you look at those losses. Ohio State lost at home to Oklahoma, and then on top of that, they were blown out on the road versus Iowa, 55-24. And Iowa is 6-5, and Iowa just lost this past Saturday at home to a Purdue team that has a losing record. And the thing is this, it would be very tough for me to put Ohio State in that college football playoff. I know that they would, if they beat Wisconsin, they would be the Big Ten champs. But my problem is this, who is Wisconsin beating? Yeah, they're undefeated, but they haven't beaten any good teams. So this could be a very, very interesting dilemma for the college football playoff committee, because, I mean, you have some other two-loss teams out there. You look at Penn State, but obviously, you know, Penn State wouldn't have the same validity against Ohio State because, number one, Ohio State beat Penn State, and then Penn State is not playing for the conference championship. You look at USC out of the Pac-12, and for SC, they have an opportunity to win the Pac-12, as they will either be playing Stanford or Washington State in the Pac-12 championship game. It all comes down to the Apple Cup this weekend between Washington and Washington State. That's going to determine who wins the Pac-12 North. And, I mean, SC, they did lose on the road to Washington State, and they were blown out at the hands of Notre Dame. But it's an opportunity. I mean, you look at the committee, USC would potentially be an 11-2 team. It would be tough to keep them out of the Rose Bowl, you know, because of the history that SC has. And on top of that, their season as a whole, they've been a quiet 10-2, and they could be a potentially a quiet 11-2. So this is a very tough job for the committee, because we were talking about before, a few years ago, about potentially getting one-loss teams in there. Now there's a litany of two-loss teams that people really have to look at and say, So, you know, I said when the first rankings came out, I wasn't going to get too hyped up about it, because there was still plenty of football that had to be played and it was going to, you know, shape itself out. But this weekend, as well as next weekend, really could make things interesting. But with that said, well, let's say Ohio State loses Saturday to Michigan, and let's say they go out and beat Wisconsin in the Big Ten championship game. You're not going to put a three-loss team in there. So that would definitely, you know, open the door for some other teams. But I'll tell you like this, the committee is definitely going to be burning the midnight oil, because there are so many different scenarios that could come down between this weekend and Championship Saturday in the world of college football. And I'll tell you like this, these guys are going to be up. There's going to be a plenty of erasing of decisions. There's going to be a lot of things going on the laptops. But I'll tell you like this, this is a crucial time for the playoff committee. And, you know, it's only 2 weeks left in the college football season, but a lot of things have yet to be decided, and we still got plenty of a ways to go. So, folks, with that said, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets. And if you missed the fun and excitement at MCU Park in Coney Island this year, the Cyclones 2018 campaign will begin this June. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. You can also check out the Facebook group at Sports Depot 365. Please feel free to join the group. There's always a wonderful sports talk going on there, and you can chime in and be a part of that message. You can check me out this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific on blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge as I will be recapping the NFL action from week number 12. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.